We're in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin. We're up to Siv Zayin, and we will be doing through Yud Gimel. Siv Zayin. Moshchin es amayim me'ilon le'ilon. You're allowed to go and direct water from one tree to another. Bilvad shelo yashkis kol asoda. As long as you don't irrigate the entire field. V'moisa soda lach hamutar lashkis es kula. Whereas, if it's a moist field, then it's not so much of a tircha. Now, the reason is because the trees have around them, they already have a dugout area. So we say that this is not so much of a tircha to bring to that area water. The halacha of trees is that they get the same din of beis hashalchin, because they need extra water. Sifches. Also, liftoach makam l'sada kadei sheikansu b'mayim l'ashkosa. You're not allowed to open up a place in the field in order that water comes in to water it. Vim osa kadei lotzu dogim kadei l'achlin b'moed kagon shepaseach l'mal makam sheikansu l'mathe makam sheyetsu muter. The halach is that if you make two areas, meaning one that the water should come in and one that the water should go out, and just the one that comes in is wide, the one that goes out is narrow, so the fish get caught in between, that's mutter, because everyone sees that you're not trying to direct the water in a certain place. All you're really trying to do is catch the fish. Yeah. Further, siftes, osur lahashvos hasod letzorech harisha. You're not allowed to flatten out the field for the sake of doing harisha, of plowing it. If people realize that the reason you're doing it is in order to thresh your grain that you plan on eating on Chol HaMoed, kagon shemash v'kula, for example, you go and smooth out the whole place, so the halachi is mutter. It shows that what you're trying to do is prepare the area for use rather than for the sake of plowing it, which is also under all circumstances. Further, Sif Yud. Yes, in Sif Tes, Lamaisa, there are poskim that say that it's not clear that you need more for threshing than for plowing, and they don't like relying on it. Sif Yud. Also, Lelakit Eitzim and Asada Liafosa Lecharesha. If you are about to plow the field, you're not allowed to collect the twigs that stand in the way. Unless, if it's clear to everyone that he's just picking up the wood because he wants the wood, it's mutter. You're taking only the large ones and putting down the small ones, that shows that you're doing it for firewood, and you're not clearing out the field so you can plow it. Sifyut Aleph. Also, lekatzeitz anfilin letakno. To go ahead and pull off leaves, to be metakin it, is usur. For example, if it's very heavy with leaves, to the point that you're afraid it's threatening the future of the tree, so you're allowed to pull some off. V'yimnika shemechav mishvilo hanofim lachin lebehemto, but if it's clear to everyone that you're collecting leaves, not that it should help grow better, but that you want to feed the leaves to your animal, v'lo detakok gon shekotzitz kulon, mitzad echad mutter. But if you're doing it in a lopsided way that everyone knows you're not doing it as a tikkun, you're only doing it because you need you, the halach is that it's mutter. Further, yudbeis ein maslian halonis, that's to pull off the parasites. Velo mizamin, pirish madbikim shem zevel kadei shalayamus ha'ilon, if the bark starts peeling off, so people would stick onto it fertilizer to keep the tree from dying. So that you're not allowed to do. But you're allowed to smear oil to keep either the tree or the fruit from getting ruined. Further, the oil that they would put on the peiris is to keep them from getting ruined. The oil that they put on the trees was in a place that they cut, so they would put oil there that cut should not get ruined. Sif Yud Gimel. If you have animals that are being mafsed the steilon, eishus, it says, is a kind of animal that is blind, as well as mice that are ruining your field. Mutul sodon kedarko, you're allowed to go and trap them. What do? She chofer guma v'tola bahamitsuda, you simply make a cavity and put in it the trap. Vafilu b'stei alovan asmucha l'stei eilin mutl l'tzudan k'darkan. She yotzim menu umafsidan hilan, because they're going to ruin the tree. So you'll let it trap them in a stei alovan, even though they're not a danger to that. Dem ein asmucha l'stei ha'ilan ein tzadano selayde shinui. But otherwise, a grain field, if it's not near trees, it's not considered a davar avud. You're only allowed to by way of a shinui shenowit shpud ba'aretz. You put a spit in the ground. Umenano lakana lakana shenasas guma. You move it around to make a hole. V'tola ba'amitsuda, and then you hang in that the mitsuda, the trap. The Yeshom Shabesteya Ilan Asmuchalist Shalesteya Lovan Asmuchalistay Ilan in a mutual day shinui. Some say that even in a steya lovan that's next to a steya ilan, you need a shinui. The main asmuchalistaya lin osra filayade shinui. They're machmer that if it's not near a steya ilan, then shinui isn't going to help you. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though we're machmer, you could be makel ayadeya non-Jew.